In this video, we are looking more closely at shame, conviction, false guilt, and grace. These words may sound similar, but they lead to very different places. Conviction is specific. It helps you see something truthful before God. Conviction may say, I need to confess that. I need to apologize for that. I need to stop avoiding that. I need to seek help. I need to change this pattern. Conviction may feel uncomfortable, but it is not hopeless. The Holy Spirit convicts in order to restore. God brings truth into the light so healing, repentance, wisdom, and new obedience can begin. Shame works differently. Shame does not usually name one specific thing. Shame attacks your whole identity. Shame says, you are a failure. You ruined everything. You are unwanted. You are unlovable. God must be disappointed in you forever. No one should trust you again. Shame traps you in a name that God has not given you. The gospel does not deny sin. The gospel tells the truth about sin and then brings us to Jesus Christ, where mercy is stronger than condemnation. 2 Corinthians 7:10 speaks of godly sorrow that leads to repentance. That is very different from worldly sorrow that leads to death. Godly sorrow moves toward God. Shame hides from God. False guilt is another heavy burden. False guilt happens when you carry responsibility that does not belong to you. A person may think, if I had been better, my spouse would not have left. If I had prayed more, the addiction would have stopped. If I had been more patient, the abuse would not have happened. If I had not said that one thing, none of this would have happened. Sometimes there are real things to own, but false guilt turns another person's choices into your responsibility. You are responsible for your own words, actions, patterns, and repentance. You are not responsible for controlling another adult's heart, choices, sin, or healing. Grace helps you stand in the right place. Grace does not say nothing was wrong. Grace says, bring what is true to Christ. Grace does not say it was all your fault. Grace says, own what is yours, release what is not yours, and walk with God into the next faithful step. This is why topic 5 matters so much. Divorce recovery can be distorted by both denial and despair. Denial refuses responsibility. Despair takes too much responsibility. Grace teaches truthful responsibility. This week, listen carefully to the voice inside you. Is it specific and leading you toward God? That may be conviction. Is it vague, crushing, and attacking your whole identity? That may be shame. Is it making you responsible for another person's choices? That may be false guilt. Your reflection question is this. What voice has been loudest in you lately? Conviction, shame, false guilt, or grace? Your gentle next step is to write one grace-filled truth statement, such as, in Christ, I can own what is mine without carrying what is not mine.